Over 1,445 years ago, on the 10th of Muharram, just before Asr, a man stood on a sand dune at Karbala. He was bleeding from several wounds on his body. He had lost everything. Since early morning, he had carried several dead bodies into his camp. He had even buried his infant child. He looked at the bodies of his loved ones. Tears flowed out of his eyes. He looked at the sky and seemed to draw some strength from an unseen source. Then, like a muezzin from a minaret, he raised a call. Is there anyone who will come to assist us? Is there anyone who will respond to our call for aid? He turned direction and repeated the call. He did this 4 times. Whom was he calling out to? Surely he was not expecting anyone to come to his aid. Those who wanted to help him had already crossed the lines and laid down their lives for the cause. He knew there was no one left. He knew that there was no other hope. And yet, meticulously and laboriously, he made sure that his call reverberated in all directions. Of course, that call was a call to Muslims of every generation in every land. It was a call to us, wherever we may be. It was a call for help. Help against Yazidism, which in every age rears its ugly head to oppress justice, truth, and morality. Our Imam was calling out to every Muslim of every age and time to combat Yazidism, both within ourselves and as an external force. This was his battle cry for Jihad al-Akbar. He had already demonstrated that his objective had always been to create a spiritual awakening through Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. Now, he was calling out for the continuation of this jihad at the individual, social, and political levels.